Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Okay, well, we're going to move from France to Germany now. Kate Brady is on the line, reporter for the Washington Post Berlin Bureau. Kate, good morning to you. The governing coalition had a poor performance. It'll rise in support for the centrist and right-wing opposition. Will you give us an overview of the results?
Yeah, it really has been a huge blow to Chancellor Olaf Scholz, who's really suffered in the polls in the run-up to the elections as well. There were obviously hopes among his party and also the other two governing coalition parties, the Greens and the FDP, that those polls wouldn't be reflected in the final results. But the SPD saw it was a historic low in the entire history of the EU elections for the SPD. So certainly not good for the government, given that federal elections will be taking place at the latest by next September as well. And as you mentioned, we have also seen a big jump in support for the AfD. They walked away with around 16% of the vote, up 5% on 5 years ago. That said, the result was a lot lower than they were recently polling up until just a couple of months ago when we saw them at about 21% here in Germany. And that was that kind of slip in the polls has largely been attributed to a number of scandals surrounding a number of high profile AfD politicians in recent weeks.
And the Green Party had sorry to cut across you there, Kate, but I know that the Green Party had a terrible election, really, too. A huge drop, 8.6% percentage drop in support compared to the last European election in 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And what's interesting there is that we've actually, domestically in Germany, we've seen the Greens actually nosediving prior to the last election, the federal election, and also during their time in office. And so it's clear that this European election was definitely used as a way to punish the current governing coalition, including the Greens. And we've seen as well in polls of what topics are the most decisive issues for voters in Germany right now. And if you look back to 5 years ago at the last European election, climate and environmental protection, environmental policy was seen as the top issue. That's now been overtaken by peacemaking, security issues, and also big topic here, issue of migration, which of course has now become a pillar of the far-right AfD's policy. And they've been really able to jump on those issues.
Kate, thank you very much. Kate Brady there from Berlin. What's the headline for you, Graham, from what happened in Germany?
Well, we're going to have a lot of AfD MEPs. They are an exceptionally chaotic party, and their MEPs play a really chaotic role in the parliament when they show up. They also aren't aligned with any grouping because they were kicked out of Identity and Democracy grouping. So that's a big bunch of votes, which, again, probably won't play any mainstream role in the parliament. The Greens in Germany are more important than just sort of any other Green party because they were the model for a successful party of government as a Green party with a substantial number of following a coherent and disciplined sort of ideological plan. And for them to suffer these reversals while in government, while they might survive, it's a big knock to, I think, the Green movement across Europe.
Mm-hmm. And that's why they're watching so closely what's going to happen with our seats, as you explained
to us. They need
to
find the seats somewhere.
Earlier. Let's go to Hungary now. Nick Thorpe, BBC Central Europe correspondent, who is based there. So, Nick, we know that Viktor Orban and his party held on to power when it comes to these European elections, but it's the newcomer, Peter Magyar, who was previously an ally of Orban, but is out on his own now and is really providing a huge challenge to the current incumbent.
That's right, Claire. Yes, this was a very remarkable evening, really, a very remarkable result here in Hungary. Viktor Orban, as you say, and his Fidesz party, they've been in power for 14 years. Most people see them across Europe as a far-right party. He's a far-right leader, a role model, very influential figure in European politics. He talked about occupying Brussels with this election, in common with Marine Le Pen, with the AfD in Germany, Geert Wilders, and so on. Instead, what's happened in this election, he's basically, even though he won, he came first with 44%, that's down from 54% 2 years ago. He's lost a million votes compared to 2 years ago. And basically, out of the blue, Peter Madjar and his Tissa party have emerged just in the past 3 months. They won 30% last night, 1 million votes, and that puts them in a strong position to challenge Viktor Orban at the next parliamentary elections in 2 years' time.
So how many MEPs then will Peter Magyar be sending to Brussels?
Peter Magyar will be sending seven MEPs to Brussels compared to Fidesz's 11. So Fidesz is down from 13 to 11. Peter Magyar's come from nowhere to win seven. And he says he wants those, and they've already pretty much been accepted, in the European People's Party. So just as the European People's Party is sort of wobbling, trying to hang on to the centre, as they've put it, these seven MEPs, I think they'll be useful to them to help them to do that. And obviously that's a blow also in the face for Viktor Orban, who was effectively forced out of the EPP because he was seen as a too extreme figure for the EPP a couple of years ago.
Nick Thorpe there, BBC Central Europe correspondent based in Hungary. Hungary due, Graham, to take over the presidency of the Council of the EU in July, so next month. How does that result impact that 6 month period?
That's a really good question, because Orban's style in Europe is very often to play up the bad boy and things like that for home consumption. But whether this chastens him a little bit, I suspect he's going to double down on that bad boy stance, and which is why I think all of the European institutions are taking steps to insulate them from whatever Hungary does during his presidency. It's going to be an interesting time, because the continuing sort of sanctioning of Hungary over rule of law concerns and media freedom concerns continues. Mm-hmm. And so I can't imagine Orban deciding to suddenly become a moderate on the basis of this. But he's been given a very, very serious scare. And this is how the EPP keeps winning. They have multiple parties feeding into them, often from the same country. And then they're just very, very friendly to someone like Peter Magyar, who is a relatively socially conservative, semi-populist guy. He's Fidesz gene pool, as we would say here in Ireland. But without Orban's baggage. And so they're EPP knows what it's doing and is very wily in getting those votes.
Well, I have Dr. Teresa Reedy still with me here in the studio, and Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics at DCU.